Monday will be a different day for over 200 workers at the Halinani Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in Honolulu. They will start a three-day strike. According to Local 5, the union that represents them, the reason is unfair management practices detailed in charges brought against the nursing home. The union says Halinani violated federal labor law by intimidating and surveilling union supporters who have been advocating for fuller staffing. Rhoda Mugaway is a former Halinani certified nurse assistant, and she joins us now in our studio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Rhoda, when you say that you are concerned about patients and having better care for them, what exactly do you mean in terms of a ratio of CNA certified nurse assistants to the patients that you have to serve on a daily and certainly nightly basis?
According to my experience at Halinani, it's not enough. The staff are not enough to take care of our patients because we have a ratio at nighttime of 3 CNAs to 50 to 51 residents. And with that ratio, it is not possible for us to give the best care that we want to give to our patients. And these patients deserve a better care. Our kupuna deserve the best care, the quality care that we have to give to them.
When you compare what your experience is at Halinani with what is the experience of other CNAs at other facilities in Hawaii, do you have any sense of comparison of what that looks like, that ratio in other places?
I have a friend who's working at other facility. The ratio is 8 to 1 CNA, and that is 8 patients to 1 CNA. And there's no restless. I mean, they don't have to deal with the restless people. So that's the best, I think that's the best ratio that a facility should have.
When you talk about restless patients, those are the ones that you have to have a devoted CNA with that person, right? So that
yes.
takes that CNA away from everybody else?
Mm-hmm. That's a one-to-one. If we have restless patients, we have one-to-one care. I have one CNA to one patient. So that's we have more, we have more time to give to that patient. So if we have restless ones, we need more to take care of them.
And how many restless patients do you have on a given day?
There's on each floor that we have always some have 5-4 restless patients we have.
So if you have 4 or 5 restless patients, that means that requires 4 or 5 CNAs, and that takes out pretty much the whole pool of CNAs to take care of everybody else. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. Because once a restless patient get restless, we have to focus on him because we don't want faults on the patient. We don't have we don't want anything to happen to these patients. We have to get one person to take care of this one patient.
So if that happens and you have 50 people at night that you have to care for and you only have 3 CNAs, that's still leaving people without somebody to watch them.
A good thing at nighttime, some of them sleep, but we have restless one. If we have one restless, then one should focus on that restless person.
And in the daytime when they really are restless?
Oh, yes.
So that means that dilutes your pool of available CNAs to help everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I just wanted to clarify that this strike that we are having right now in Halinani is all about unfair labor practice, and that this one triggers what triggers us CNAs to be on strike today on Monday, is that we feel that we are being intimidated by our facility, our management. We are being harassed. We're being threatened by the management. We are being unfairly treated by the management.
How so?
Because they don't want us to talk about our rights as workers in our facility. They don't want us to talk about the staffing that we wanted to have. The more staff that we wanted to have, we always ask the management to give us more staff, but they said it's enough. The ratio is good for them, but They don't know what's going on because they don't know. They are not the one taking care of these residents.
But you've told them that, and you've been saying that to them for months.
Yeah, we have been telling them since December that we need more staff because we want this kupuna, we want these residents to have a better care. So this management, they don't listen to us.
Okay, but when you say you want them to have better care, what exactly do you mean? Because when somebody is there and pushing a nurse button and wanting somebody to come and help them, or you have to make the rounds and change people, or any of the things that you have to do to make sure that you're giving the kind of care mm-hmm. that you think they should mm-hmm. have, what happens now?
For more staffing, of course, we have to give a better care. The ratio that we're asking them now is like, we wanted more CNAs to take care of these 50 residents in the big floors. So,
but what happens, though, when they're calling for attention? I'm trying to get it. How quickly are you able to respond to the people that you care for now, given the fact that they say that the ratio is just fine?
Yeah, sometimes it takes us 30 minutes. That's why these residents sometimes get mad because they waited long time before we're going to respond to a call light. And the management always tell us to answer the caller right away. If you're too busy, if we have a lot of things to do, how can you answer a call right away? So it's a question to them. They always ask CNAs, why can't you answer a call light? They're asking us, why can't we answer a call right away? Because we have a lot of things to do, and we cannot answer a call right away if we're doing... We're toileting a resident. We cannot leave the resident. They don't want us to leave a resident on the toilet. And we have to finish, one CNA have to finish 8 residents in the morning or 10 residents in the morning. We have to bathe residents. We have to feed residents.
You're talking about things that take time where you can't just simply drop it and move to the next one. But what about the nurses themselves? How many nurses are there on the floor that might be able to help too?
In the morning, we only have two nurses, charge nurses. In the evening, we have only one. And in the night shift, they have only one.
So no help that the RNs could give to you? Because sometimes they have other things they have to do, too.
Yeah, they have workload, too. Mm. They really have a lot of things to do. The charge nurses, we cannot blame them sometimes not to answer call lights, but they have to help us answer call lights. But they cannot because they have a lot of medicines to give to the patient.
And things that only that they can do that you cannot.
Yeah, they have treatment
so
to do.
So in some of the ongoing discussions with the employer, Has there been any movement at all? Obviously, you're going to have to go on strike on Mondays, as you see it. But as you've told them over and over again, is there any way of making them understand beyond doing what you've tried to do here?
We told them, like, on the last negotiation, and because of what they did to me, they terminated me without any cause. And I believe that it is retaliation. That they did to me is retaliation. So my coworkers, they get they panic, they get scared with what the management is doing to its workers. Mm-hmm. So that's that triggers everybody to go on strike when those unfair labor practices that they're doing to their, because we're fighting.
I understand why you're fighting, but what happens to all the residents when you're out striking?
They said they're ready. The management said they are ready at any time we do the strike.
So they've hired other people?
I don't know what's their action right now, so I cannot talk about the action of the Halinani management.
Well, we know your actions, and we'll watch and see what happens on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for
joining
us. Rhoda Magaway worked as a certified nurse assistant at Halinani Rehabilitation and Nursing Center for over 3 years until she was recently terminated. They will be going on strike as of Monday.